Are they wise, Bob?
Okay, gentlemen, to make a little bit of succumb what we learnt a few days ago, during Hilke's loss, and Sheen Chavaluf. So, last time, we spoke about, making wheat based on Shabbos, which we hope to move on from. And we said, really, that a person wants to make a lisha rakah, a runny mixture on Shabbos. So what you have to do is, first of all, you have to make a shinui in the order. Yeah? That means, what you do, you put the ingredients in a different way. That's what we said last time. So a person, for example, normally when you make cereal, for example, normally you put the cereal in first. But here, what you have to do is you put a liquid in first, and then you put the cereal in. Let me just find where we're up to. Yeah. So you make a shinui in the seder. You make a shinui in the order of the ingredients you put. And we also mentioned that you make a shinui in the actual mixing. The reason why you do this is because we're not sure. The Gemara says you make a shinui in the order. You put the ingredients on. But we're not sure that's only going to Rebbe. According to Yosef Yehuda, it could be you need to make a shinui in the actual mixing. So to accommodate both, we make a shinui in the mix, in the ingredients, and we make a shinui in the actual mixing itself.
The only thing, you don't know how much milk you need to make it with a rakah.
Well, you have to make sure you put enough in to make it definitely a rakah, because that's the important point. You mustn't get to a stage where it gets thick. Yeah? You must put enough liquid in. This is what I want to clarify a bit. Well, we didn't speak this up so well clearly last time. A person's going to put enough liquid in to make sure that the mixture is going to be runny the whole time. That means there should never be a moment where it gets thick. That's why someone came to me, Tucker Wright, interesting point, Mr. I said to you last time about Weetabix. So you put your shinui in the seder, you make a shinui in order, so you put your liquid in first, and then you put your Weetabix in. Someone came to me afterwards, the Chovah said, wait a time, the Maestro, when you put your Weetabix in at the beginning, it lumps up together. So after a while, you might be able to disperse it, but the Chovah called a bit of time, you might have a lisha over. So I spoke to Rob, and Rob said to me, the Chovah, he is, and that's why he would advise the best thing to do is to put a liquid in first and then crumble up the Weetabix. Crumble up the Weetabix so it goes out very, very, as it goes into the milk, it drops into little pieces. And then there's nothing which lumps together to bind. And then what you do is you do a shinui in the mixing. Yeah, that way you avoid a problem. That's zicha better. First way you can care about whether that works, because that's zicha and eitzah. So again, what you do, Weetabix, the best way to do it is to put a liquid in first. That's a shinui. Most people put the liquid in first. Most people in cereal put the cereal in first and then the liquid. So then you want to make shinui in the order. What you should do is you put the liquid in first, that's a shinui, then you put the cereal in afterwards. If you happen during the week to put always the milk in first, we spoke out, then on Shabbos, it depends on you. You have to change around from what you normally do. Yeah, it's very important that, yeah, it depends what you normally do. When it comes to baby cereals, it looks like it's very common in baby cereals to put the milk in first and then put the cereal. So on Shabbos, you've got to change that around. Okay, so whatever is done normally on during the week, that should be changed for on Shabbos. That's what we said last time, yeah? Then that's called a shinui in the seder.
So if you come up the week, which is more likely to be more even discreet, there's more likely to be a begin a rakah, whereas if you leave it so the milk, it just touches the milk in one small space.
That's why it's better to crumble it up if you can. Yeah. Someone asked about shreddies, that's interesting also about shreddies. If you leave shreddies for a very long time, it also clogs up together, yeah? It could also be a problem. I also spoke to someone, he said to me, normally the amount of time you leave it over, it doesn't clog up that much. If you leave for a very, very long time, the clog ups and such a thing that binds together. Generally speaking, shreddies is not a problem. So most of these cereals are not problematic normally. I'm saying dry, the oatmeal and things like that is problematic, but the big cereals like cornflakes, Rice Krispies, Cocoa Pops, I haven't got shares in any of these companies, by the way. No shares in these companies. I wouldn't mind having some shares in them, but the matter, I've got no shares in them, yeah? But those ones are no problem whatsoever. So that is very simple. You make a shinui in the... Cocoa Pops and cornflakes is no problem whatsoever. You can put it in, you put the cereal in first, the milk afterwards, no problem. You don't do any shinui whatsoever. The cereals which are problematic, then one has to change the seder. You put the opposite of what you do during the week, And then you must make sure the lila rako, you must make sure it's going to be a running mixture. You must put enough liquid in to make sure it's going to be the whole time, from beginning to end, it's going to be a running mixture. And then we're going to speak about now, you make a shinri in the mixing. So we spoke about a shinri in the mixing last time, is you do shesi for eruv. That means you've got your pot, I can't afford all these Weetabixes over here, going through everyone's hand on the station. But imagine what I'm talking about, you've got a bowl of Weetabix, you put your liquid in first, and you crumble up your Weetabix, you put your Weetabix in, so you take now a fork, a spoon, whatever it is, and you do criss-cross actions to get it that it mixes properly. We said it was a shy last time, we're going to take out the cavity every time to change directions. Some are marking it, some aren't.
With the handle of the knife.
As long as you don't stir it round and round. The normal way of stirring is round and round. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Take a spoon, you stir it round and round. Now what you're doing is you're doing horizontal, vertical. It's a shimmy in itself. That is a major change. That's good. Now, if you are in, for example, a woman wants to put, let's say, again, I'll tell you again, I'm making this once more, I'm not going to keep saying this rule. The recipes I give out over here in the Shia are nothing to do what I have at home. Alright, so you know what you're panning, what I have at home. So someone wants to pour, let's say, for example, breadcrumbs into yoghurt. Doesn't sound very appetizing. Alright, so let's say someone wants breadcrumbs into yoghurt. So once you've got a few breadcrumbs into yoghurt, you're doing a losh, yeah? You're binding the breadcrumbs into yoghurt. So normally, during the week, what you would do is, you have your yoghurt, and then you put the breadcrumbs in. So now what you're going to do is you're putting breadcrumbs onto a plate, pour your runny yogurt, which is a liquid, you're going to make a lisha rako, pour that onto the breadcrumbs, and then you mix it with shesi ve'eruv. You mix it with your crisscross ways, that will make it excellent yogurt.
When you're making a soup, like beans, the breadcrumbs, toasted breadcrumbs.
So that doesn't bind together, that's not. That's different, that's not called losh. Losh will bind together. That's not called bind together. There are another number that's hidden that people can use. Again, I'm speaking tonight about lisha rako. Yeah, you're making a running mixture only. We're not talking about thick mixtures like egg and onion, egg and liver. I'm not talking about that for the time being. We'll come to that, Bezer Shem. The vine, we're talking about a running mixture. So a person wants to make, for example, Weetabix again. Because he doesn't want to do crisscross actions, horizontal and vertical. He wants to do it another way. So the first two conditions you have to do is then you do shinning and a seder, you change around the order of the ingredients, you make a lila raka, that has to stay. There is another eighth that Mishnah Berurah brings down in Shein Chabad of Sikot Samaches. The Mishnah Berurah says if a person uses his fingers or his hands to mix it, that's also not normal. That is also, make sure no one's watching either there, because no one's going to have it afterwards, yeah? But if a person mixes it in a way where it's not normally, he uses his fingers or his hands, and Mishnah Berurah says over here, Kishchol Pesach B'Shabbos, person, Pesach fell on Shabbos, V'shochach and V'yom, Nithna Mashkeh Tzeh Chareses, he forgot to put the liquid, the wine, into the Chareses, the Deir Kamaisa, Mutli Nithna Mashkeh B'Shabbos, you can do it, V'lo Yitro V'Kaf Elev Epspa, you shouldn't stir it with a normal keli, mix it around to get it nice and mixed with everything. What you can do is you can put your finger inside. Make sure you wash your hands first. Okay? Wash your hands first, and you can knead it with your hands.
That's only Shabbos Pesach,
yeah? Yeah, Yom Tov is not a problem. Yom Tov is not a problem, actually. One of the melachos are mutar on Yom Tov, so you can make challah, there's no problem at all. So that's okay. So the nice thing, we're doing now the second stage of a shimmery. The shimmery and the mixing. So we spoke on Monday, we spoke about doing it with horizontal and vertical. Now we're talking about another way of making a shinri is to use your hands. If you mix it with your hands, that is a major shinri, and that's also allowed. You still need the first two conditions, a shinri maseda and an isha rako, but this is another way of doing it. You make it a shinri in the actual mixing itself, that's also a way around this problem. Your finger, your hand, any one of these ways is called a major shinri, that's right. Obviously, some of this is normal to do. It's almost like a batter, flour and water, and mix it on Shabbos, for example. What's going to make? Let's going to make something. So since it's normal to mix flour and water with your hands, then this actually won't work. The whole head is based on the major shimmy. So this is a major change in what's normal. The person doesn't normally knead with his hands. He uses a keli. Since he's deviating from the normal way of mixing, that is called a shimmy in the gibble, and that is mutter. Okay, so your hands and your fingers, anything like that is good enough. Whether you can use a glove, put a glove on, that's a bit of a question actually, because that might not be called a major shin anymore. That's a bit of a question, possibly whether a glove will help you as well. But that's head number two of mixing it with your hands or your fingers, and you're doing it, then you can mix it with your hands like this, like a normal circular motion. You have to do horizontal and vertical, so different heads are completely, and that makes it what to do. Okay, that's heads number two. Number three is another interesting heitza, is again, we're talking about making a shinui in the mixing itself. And that is what you could do is you take a bowl, let's say your Weetabix, you've got your milk, and you crumble up your Weetabix. You've got a bowl now with your Weetabix crumbled up and your milk. So you want to mix it. So we're given two heitzas. Number one heitza was to mix it horizontal vertical. Number two is, if you want, you could mix it with your bare hands. There's a third heitza that you can take the bowl, get another bowl, and pour it from one to the other. That again is also a major deviation. Most people don't mix in this way, from pouring from one bowl to another. It's not a normal way of mixing. And therefore, the pouring of one bowl to another, backwards, forwards, backwards, it's going from one side to another, that's going to cause it to mix. That's also allowed to be done. That's another way of making this behetz on Shabbat. Again, it must be a hilarah. You must end up with a liquid thing. I say you must be careful, Rabbi Yisrael, because very often people, like you say, don't put enough of a liquid in to start with. And what's going to happen is after a while it's going to become thick. That one has to avoid, one has to make sure that doesn't happen. So you have to put enough liquid in to start with to make sure this doesn't happen. So you're about to experiment on Erev Shabbos. Try it out on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, but one has to make sure it doesn't happen on Shabbos itself, or it doesn't get into the situation where you're going to end up with an Isha Ovel. So that's another eight of pouring from one keli to another. Yeah, that's another eitzer. Shaking it around, pouring it. Then there is another eitzer which someone mentioned before, and that is the back handle of a knife or fork or spoon or whatever. You take the handle and you stir it around in that way. Stirring around in that way with the handle of a knife, fork or spoon is so abnormal, that's also called a shilling. So you've got a number of eitzers how to make this thing over here. In order to make it work again. So the first two, you can't really deviate, you can't change from that. You have the shinui in the seder of the ingredients, the change in the order of the ingredients, that you can't really change from that. That is imperative, you can't get out of that. And to make a balila rakah, you can't get out of that. The shinui in the mixing, you've got a few options. You either do shesi v'erev, horizontal and vertical, or you do with your hands, bare hands, or you do with pouring from one keli to another keli, and that way also eventually it'll mix. Or you use the back handle of a knife, fork or spoon and you stir it, that's also good enough.
I thought you were supposed to always use the handle. Back handle,
that's
something.
No, so not. You could use either chassis vader, you could use a normal knife inside properly and do a horizontal vertical. You don't have to use the back handle there.
That's all right, you can do it the right way around.
You can use it the right way around, or you use your hands.
So you don't need to do it the handle. No. This is like a new...
This is a new heter, this is a promotion of this heter, this also works for a leader rack on. Yeah? Well, I forgot to mention another point also. We did mention this on the last Monday night. The Moshe, a lot of these cereals, for example, sometimes you might put your milk in first, sometimes you put your cereal in first. That could be more problematic. You've got no fixed saying what to do, or there is no fixed saying what to do. That could be more of a problem. Some poskim or makel, if you've got no fixed seder, or there is no fixed seder of what ingredients to do, so some poskim or makel to do what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, just find this here. Which eight should you do if you haven't got a clear eight, sir? There's no fixed seder. I mean, sometimes a person puts the flour in first, or sometimes a person puts the water in first. So many poskim hold that one can be makel if you put the flour in first, because that is mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions this shinui of putting in the solid before the liquid. So one has to know, that means that there's no fixed seder. Normally you look at the item itself and you decide what is normal. I say to you, normally cereal is quite clear cut, Weetabix is quite, cereal generally is normally clear, quite clear cut, that you put the cereal on first and then you put the liquid in. That's normal. So on Shabbos have to change. In baby cereal it's also very common the other way, not always, but in baby cereal sometimes you put some milk in first and then you put the cereal in. In mustard, I think we said, pudding, I think, is also the person does it, puts a liquid in first, I think, yeah? So you have to know, whatever you're talking about, you have to know what to do in order to make it mutter. So those are the ways of making a lisha rakah behetza on Shabbos. Yeah? So that covers really all the examples of lisha rakah to make it mutter to do on Shabbos. So all these examples, and you can make sure, you can make a lisha rakah behetza on Shabbos, that's easy. When it comes to a lisha ovah, a thick mixture, That already you must realise is much more problematic. Because Elisha Omar is a shadow of Issa. Elisha Rakor is much more lenient to start with because the whole Islam is Rabon. So under the Chayel, it's much more lenient, so there are obviously a lot of hetanian that we allow for Elisha Rakor to be made on Shabbos. So really, everything can be made in Elisha Rakor on Shabbos. You can get around everything really if you make a runny mixture on Shabbos, there's no problem. When it comes to Elisha Ovar, when it comes to making a thick mixture, so where have we got, where's a prime example of boys are making a thick mixture on Shabbos? Egg and liver is one, yeah, anything else?
Porridge.
Porridge, yeah, these things are there when you want to make a thick mixture, you want to make a wheat mix, the normal way you make it, very often wheat mix is made the thick mixture, there it's much more problematic. A thick mixture borders on an Issa Minas Torah. And therefore, to make it mutter, you're going to have to do something to make it mutter, which is going to be a big heter, to allow an Issa Minas Torah. Yeah, that's very, very important to note. Let's start with the Issa of Elisha Ovar. Another thing that's important when you make Elisha Ovar is that, let's say, a person wants to make, a Weetabix on Shabbos. So Weetabix has got another very big disadvantage. And that is that as soon as you put the milk into Weetabix, and you're making it quite thick, there's almost nothing else to do. As soon as the milk hits Weetabix, more or less then, you've got an amount of milk in, which is going to make it, that it's going to say a thick mixture. As soon as you pour a minimal amount of milk in, not that it's runny, there's almost nothing else to do. It's finished. There's nothing else to do with the Weetabix, really. It's all done already. That is what we mentioned at the beginning when we learned the Zeroida Pishton. That's very, very strict, actually. That case over there, where instantly you're making Elisha Ovar, there's no heter on Shabbos to make it. I would say no heter, but there it's very, very restrictive. Because there's nothing to do, really. You've already almost instantly made an Issa Minas Torah. So you can't make a shuli anywhere because it's finished. The shuli in the Seder is not enough to help Elisha Ovar. Just to change the ingredients, the order of the ingredients, does not help in making a thick mixture. To make a thick mixture, you're going to have to make a major, major shinui in the mixing. Yeah? Just a change in seder of the ingredients is not enough.
You said you can't make a thick mixture.
Oh, generally you can't make a thick mixture, but we're going to see there are a number of etanim where you can get round in certain cases where you'll be able to make Elisha Ovar on Shabbos. For example, this classic case is making egg and onion, for example, egg and liver. Is there a way that one can make it on Shabbos? We'll have to discuss. Weetabix, I'd say, has got a disadvantage. Weetabix has got a big problem, is that Weetabix has nothing to do. Once you've added the ingredients, or you even change the ingredients around, but there's not enough of a shinui in changing the ingredients to make a heter. And therefore, really, Weetabix is very severely restricted on making a thick mixture. There is a heter, I'll just touch on that now, and that's for a child or someone who can't really, I mean, that's very hard. Someone can't manage without any other food, which is very hard to find nowadays, that there's no substitute at all. Then maybe we'll see better results there. Otherwise, Elisha Ovar is much stricter. That's much harder to make. All right, wait a second.
That's the only thing that's hard. Now,
we're going to mix it solid.
Two minutes of
the
bread.
I think
it's solid.
The
mix
is